The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Bernhard for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Kids on the Go. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Scout Life. Let's take a look at a reader's story on the reader's page. 50-mile ride along the canal. My troop went on a 50-mile bike ride on the Chesapeake and Ohio Canal along the Potomac River. Potomac River, between Washington, D.C. and Cumberland, Maryland. We started in the morning when we had about 5 girls biking. Once we completed the first 25 miles, 2 girls left, but another joined. By this time, we were all hurting, but we had to continue to get to our campsite. We pedaled and pedaled until we got to a water stop. We dumped water on our heads to refresh ourselves from the 94-degree heat. Luckily, we had lots of wind and shade. Ultimately, only 3 girls and 2 adults finished the entire 50 miles. It was a hard ride, but riding in a historical area was fun. It wasn't about the destination. It was more about the journey, because it's good to push yourself. Ask the gear guide. There's a lot of really cool camping gear out there. What have you used recently? I love camping gadgets. With more than one use, I like Swiss Army knives, which come with several tools. Recently, I tested the Outdoor Element Firebinder and the Keyport Pivot 2.0 Essential Plus Kit. The Firebinder is a carbiner that has a built-in EverSpark wheel and Ferraro rod that act like flint and steel and produce hot sparks. Spin the wheel and you get a spark for igniting a fire. It also includes a tiny blade to cut fishing line or string. The Firebinder is rated to hold up to 100 pounds, so it's not for climbing, but it's great for hanging extra gear from your backpack. Stuff we like. Life Intense Fan. Some camping fans have a hook for hanging in your tent. Some have a stand to place on a table. Others have a light for a little nighttime glow. The Life Intense Tripod Portable Fan has all of that. This small 2-pound fan includes a rechargeable battery that lasts up to 23 hours. The fan also doubles as a power bank to charge other devices. With the adjustable tripod, you can point the fan where you need it. Plus, it has an oscillating fan head and multiple speed settings. Take off the tripod and use the built-in loop to hang it. Want a different color for a nightlight? You'll have your choice of 8 with a click of a remote. You can even set the timer to turn off the fan after 1, 3, or 5 hours. My patrol wants steaks on our next campout. How do we keep them cold before we cook them? Keep meat cold on a campout can be a challenge, but it's necessary to prevent illness-causing bacteria from growing. Many foods, like meat, eggs, and dairy, should be stored at or below 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Coolers help keep your food at a safe temperature. Insulated coolers with insulated lids can maintain low temperature for days. A great option is the Igloo Trailmate, which comes in 25-quart and 50-quart versions. The Trailmate has a thick 1.5-inch foam insulated walls and insulated lid, and rubber latches to seal in the cold. To keep food colder for longer, pre-chill the cooler the day before your campout by filling it at least halfway with ice cubes, reusable packs, frozen water bottles, or block ice. Freezing or pre-chilling your food also helps it stay cold longer. During the campout, keep your cooler closed when not in use and don't leave it in direct sunlight. For rugged, trek-friendly cooler, consider the Titan Pro Outdoor Gear High Performance Welded Cooler. This durable 25-quart cooler, made with three layers of foam insulation, is waterproof, leak-proof, and easy to haul around thanks to its adjustable shoulder strap. Scout Life Headliners, Scouts and Others with Big Stories. Eagle Scout wins nationally. Evan Jang, 17, of Potomac, Maryland. Eagle Scout with Troop 773 in Potomac. Made headlines as part of the team that won the high school competition at the 2025 U.S. Department of Energy National Science Bowl, which involves more than 10,000 middle and high school participants. The scoop? The Montgomery Blair High School team won several other national level competitions, including the 2024 MIT Science Bowl and the 2025 Johns Hopkins Invitational. Evan also co-founded the first ever Maryland National Science Bowl tournament, at which 42 teams from across the country competed. Archery champ. Life Scout hits the bullseye. Madeline Mullering, age 14, from Argyle, Texas. Scout rank, Life Scout, Troop 771, Argyle. Made headlines as the 2025 U.S. Western Nationals Bullseye Competition Middle School Girls Champion. The scoop? Madeline was also named the 2025 Academic All-American Team in the National Archery in the Schools Program, NASP. At the 2025 Texas State NASP Tournament, she placed third for 3D archery and in the top 20 for bullseye. Her first experience with archery came as a Cub Scout, earning shooting sports awards. Sayed Shreve Price, age 13, from Newtown, Pennsylvania. Scout rank, First Class Scout, Troop 230, Yardley, Pennsylvania. Made headlines for placing third at the 2024 International Geography Championships in the Intermediate Division of Historical Geography and fifth at the 2025 National History B in the Middle and Elementary Divisions. Sayed has also won numerous gold medals at regional competitions in history, geography, and science. Ethan Meyer, age 18, from North Liberty, Iowa. Scout rank, Eagle Scout, Troop 2000, Coralville, Iowa. Made headlines as a recipient of the 2025 Herbert Hoover Uncommon Student Award Scholarship from the Hoover Presidential Foundation, honoring U.S. President Hoover, an Iowa native who served as Commander-in-Chief from 1929 to 1933. The award recognizes students whose projects best demonstrate the values of public service. Ethan directed and starred in a documentary, Stewards of Iowa, promoting volunteerism for the National Park Service, and also led scouts in a service project at the Herbert Hoover National Historic Site. Ethan also was awarded the President's Scholarship from Western Illinois University. Dominic Chinichi, age 11, from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Scout rank, second class scout, Troop 65 in Haddonfield, New Jersey. Made headlines by being selected as a delegate for the Breakthrough T1D Children's Congress 2025. Breakthrough T1D is an organization that raises awareness for type 1 diabetes and helps people who have this disease. Dominic is a Breakthrough T1D Youth Ambassador who helps young children adjust to life with type 1 diabetes. Among other activities, he has spoken publicly at events and runs multiple fundraisers in hopes of finding a cure. Between a rock and a fun place. Trekking through slot canyons isn't your average backpacking trip. Hiking a muddy trail flanked on either side by massive canyon walls can be awe-inspiring. But you can't keep your eyes on the colorful walls all the time. You need to watch where you step. Troop 247 of Anthem, Arizona was careful during its 46-mile backpacking trek through the Paria Canyon, Vermilion Cliffs Wilderness. You can actually drown in quicksand, says Adam Beeman, 16, a Life Scout. But it's not too dangerous. The Scouts sidestepped the quicksand when they found it and completed an exciting journey last summer through the beautiful National Gorge. Prepping for Paria. The troops had been to Paria Canyon before. The 112,500-acre remote area straddles the Arizona-Utah state line and features slot canyons carved by the rivers. A slot canyon is a narrow passage through rock, sometimes tightening to less than a foot wide. They're unique formations, often made by water or wind, with unique challenges. Storms can create a deadly surge of water that rushes through the canyons. Even if it doesn't rain where you're hiking, low river levels inside a canyon can still rise if there's rainfall upstream. We were constantly checking the forecast, and we were checking upriver, Adam says. We checked with the ranger station to make sure it was safe. Another challenge was finding natural springs to refill their drinking water, even though they were near a river. The river was really dirty, says Star Scout Hunter Hale, 17. Because drinking water was scarce, most scouts carried 9 liters in their backpacks to stay hydrated. They also packed plastic bags to keep their stuff dry when the trip took them into the river. Into the canyon. The journey began at a campsite in Utah, where the guys got a good night's sleep before a big first day. The 14-mile beginning led them into one of the longest slot canyons in the world. The slot canyon starts 4 feet wide, said Eagle Scout Hunter Walsh, 18. It never got to a point where you had to squeeze. Still, the scouts had to maneuver around boulders on the trail. Trekking poles helped them keep their footing so they could admire the colorful sandstone walls. Sandstone is made when grains of sand are smashed together. In Paria Canyon, you can see layers of sand pressed together. At the end of the first 14-mile leg, the troop was tired. By the time we got to camp, it was already dinner time, Hunter Walsh says. After that, we just went to bed. On the second day, the guys ventured farther into the canyon, beyond where most day hikers go. Not a lot of people have experienced this, Adam says. On the first and last day, you run into people. There was one other group of people we passed in between, so it was just us in there. Leading the way. The guys took turns leading the group, which was more than just telling others what to do. When you're a leader, you care for your group. On this trip, that meant checking on each other to make sure everyone was safe. For instance, the scouts ensured everyone had plenty of drinking water. And when the troop waded into the waist-deep water in some tight places in the canyon, the guys made sure everyone did so safely. They unbuckled their backpacks so the packs wouldn't weigh them down if they slipped into the water. And they used their trekking poles to keep themselves steady. In the evening, they set up camp on sandbanks and prepared dehydrated meals. Some guys feasted on macaroni and cheese sprinkled with bacon bits, while others savored a simple bowl of ramen noodles. I separated each meal into resealable plastic bags to make sure they were organized and dry for each day, Hunter Hale says. After eating, the scouts rolled out their sleeping bags and pads over tarps on the ground. Our troop doesn't really sleep in tents, Adam says. It's pretty looking up at the stars at night, as long as your stuff doesn't blow away. Fortunately, the weather cooperated. A favorite. Backpacking through a slot canyon ranked as one of the scouts' favorite treks. The trip was adventurous, and they enjoyed the time together. I definitely became closer to all the guys, Adam says. We were constantly talking and making a bunch of inside jokes. By the end, they were sore and hungry. We went to a burger place. We each got a big breakfast burger and demolished it, said AJ Waters, 17, a Star Scout. They also made stops on the way home to check out natural rock arches and Native American petroglyphs. It was a once-in-a-lifetime experience, AJ says. How to survive quicksand. Quicksand is basically sand saturated with water. It won't quickly suck you down like you see in the movies. It's not like Indiana Jones, Hunter Walsh says. But you can get stuck, and panicked movements can cause you to sink deeper into it. The best way to free yourself is to create a space for water to flow between you and the sand. Water is your friend, so make slow movements to allow the water to move. When you feel the sand loosen, slowly wiggle your body out until you can lean on your back. This allows your body to float on top of the quicksand. Then you can lift your legs out enough to be in a good position to free yourself. Pack it out. Scouts practice leave no trace principles, which includes packing out waste so as not to disrupt natural environments. This includes bodily waste. Troop 247 carried special kits to collect and carry out waste. It was a garbage bag inside another bag, Hunter Walsh says. You can buy these kits or make one for your trip. To see how to make it, visit go.scoutlife.org/packitout. Around the bend, these scouts found a giant adventure on the Rio Grande. One day, you're coasting in your canoe on the Rio Grande, admiring the towering rock faces surrounding you. The next evening, you're battling a sandstorm. The scouts in Troop 505 of Austin, Texas, quickly learned to adjust to challenges during their 40-mile paddling trek. The trip tested not only their skills on water, but also their teamwork, communication, and leadership. It was a rugged experience and tempers flared, said Star Scout Sam Munger, 17. I discovered the importance of actions over words. I saw the benefit of volunteering to work hard. Helping each other motivated the scouts to conquer whatever came their way. A new journey. Every year, Troop 505 goes on a high adventure trip. Last spring, the scouts chose to canoe and hike along the Rio Grande, a nearly 1,900-mile river that separates Texas from Mexico. One bend in the river is bordered by Big Bend National Park, which features mountains, canyons, and fantastic views of the night sky. Some of the guys had never canoed before, while others had been to Northern Tier, scouting America's wilderness canoeing base in Minnesota. Everyone reviewed paddling skills and their gear multiple times before heading to Big Bend. Everything was in dry bags, Sam says. At Northern Tier, our pasta got wet, so we couldn't eat it. We learned from our mistakes. However, new challenges surfaced on this trip. The guys forgot their stove. They soon figured out what they could prepare from their prepackaged food. It also helped that each scout carried a couple of gallon-sized bags filled with snacks. We were still able to make our meal, and everybody had enough snacks, said Star Scout Evan Huslig, 17. Desert beauty. Though the park's primary ecosystem is desert, the area teems with life because of the river. Lush green plants line the water's edge. The troop spotted deer, goats, turtles, and cranes. Their outfitter warned them about a mountain lion that was also known to lurk around one of the campsites on their route. So the group planned an extra long day on the river to bypass that site, because safety is key to any outing. When you're safe, you can enjoy where you are. Going into the canyons was gorgeous, said First Class Scout Devin Ellison, 15. The sun reflected off the canyon walls. It glowed. At night, the scouts gazed in awe at the glimmering stars that covered the sky. Exciting ending. The final day proved the most difficult as the wind picked up. During the day, it blustered behind the group, pushing them along the river. But things got worse that evening as the wind ferociously blew sand through the campsite. We got out of our tents and put stakes in, Devin said. One tent was on the verge of blowing away. It was cool seeing all the scouts working together. When the trek was over, the guys headed to a nearby hot springs to soak in the relaxing water, completing a great adventure. Although they faced obstacles, they never gave up. I think the best day was the most challenging one, says Star Scout Donovan Evans, 17. The challenge is part of the fun. Scout Life Gear Guy Update. Out for the day. Pick the right day pack for your next short adventure. Day packs come in all shapes and sizes, so it can be hard to know where to start when shopping for one. That's why Matt Connors, Director of Product Creation at Gregory Mountain Products, says to focus on what's comfortable and long-lasting. For instance, a padded pack will help you carry your loads in comfort. To keep you cooler, look for open mesh and perforations on the back panel and shoulder straps, which add breathability. Lots of day packs can have too much structure, Connor says. When you're carrying 10 pounds or less, you don't need a lot of support. So save weight with a pack that's not overbuilt. A webbing waist belt will help you stabilize your load when you're scrambling around on rocks, for example. Fabric is key when it comes to long-lasting day packs. For instance, a heavier fabric will resist rocks and abrasions. A wear-resistant fabric will feel solid to the touch, and you shouldn't be able to see light through the stitching at the seams. If you do, they'll likely rip out. Connor advises choosing a pack with good organization, but not one with tons of tiny pockets. And how you organize matters. When you're packing, put in your hydration reservoir first and bulky gear next. Store your compass, knife, headlamp, and snacks in smaller pockets for quick access. And always carry the heaviest weight, like water, low on your body. But don't overpack. A day pack is designed to carry around 10 pounds of gear with a max of 15 pounds, and it's always easier to carry less weight. The Osprey Daylight and Daylight Junior are sturdy day packs made for scouts of all sizes. The Daylight has a spacious main compartment with a hydration sleeve and a clip so your reservoir doesn't slouch. The front pocket is also big, with open inner organization pockets plus a key clip. Stretchy mesh pockets hold different sizes of water bottles. The shoulder straps and back are also made with mesh so they don't soak up your sweat. A little bit of foam gives the backpack some structure without adding a lot of weight, and the waist strap keeps the load in place. The waist strap is not included with the Daylight Junior. Gregory Nano 18 is the most spacious of these day packs. I love the foam and mesh back and shoulder straps, as well as the ultra-tough nylon fabric on the front and bottom. The Nano's hydration pocket separates your water from the rest of your gear, and elastic on both shoulder straps lets you thread your drinking hose through either side. The big zippered front pocket has mesh organization and a key clip, while the spacious main compartment has space for a puffy jacket and lunch with room to spare. Now let's take a minute for some jokes. How do dog catchers get paid? By the pound. Why is King Charles III always wet? Because he's the reigning monarch. What's Superman's favorite place to shop? The supermarket. What animal never shares a hedge? A hedgehog. Have you heard about the acorn parade? It was nuts. I have a pen that can write underwater. Yeah, it can write other words, too. We've run out of time for today's episode of Kids on the Go. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. I'm Lisa Bernhard, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Kids on the Go is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Mm-hmm.